Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hi, this is Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. With our biggest sale ever, furnaces from $39 a month, furnace and air conditioning combos from $59 a month, plus 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Four Seasons guaranteed to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000 guaranteed. So call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call it 664 Seasons.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Of course, Jesse Agler is part of our weekly series of Padres guests. You can tune into the Manager's Report with Mike Shildt this Friday at 9 a.m. here on Ben and Woods. The Manager's Report is refreshed by Eco Water SoCal. Try alkaline water for just $9.99 a month. Eco Water SoCal, keeping it soft since 1925. But right now, we welcome Jesse Agler back to Ben and Woods. Good morning, Jesse. Wow, it has been a fun start to the season.
Yeah, I'll say so. I mean, it's as good as it gets. And you know, the thing I've mentioned it a few times on the air, and I keep thinking it to myself, is like, these are the good old days. Like, we are living in the best times of our lives. You know, like when you're in college and, you know, that older uncle or cousin or somebody says to you, you know, it says, you know, you're never going to have a better time in your life than you're having right now. And Because you're 20 years old, you kind of roll your eyes at him and you're like, okay, old man, you know, that kind of thing. Like, that's what's happening with the Padres right now. So I'll be the old man and I'm going to say, hey, just remember, like, we are living in the best days of our lives right now with this team. And that goes back a couple of years. And I know it hasn't, you know, totally gotten to the point we all wanted to get to yet. But I'm telling you, we're all going to look back at these years and talk about them with our kids and our grandkids. We really are. It's been so much fun.
It really has. And Ben asked a really great question this morning when we started the show. And it was, hey, what did we all miss? You know, what did we miss? Because, you know, you prognosticate and you look at the thing and you go, all right, well, this is definitely it on paper. And my answer was pretty simple. I'd been saying for years, Jesse, momentum doesn't carry on from one season to the next. As soon as the season's over, you pack your stuff, you go home to Arizona or wherever you live, and then you come back and you start a new season. Man, these guys have carried on essentially the second half of the season right into this one. And how did we miss that? You know, how did all of us essentially, at least in this room, miss that?
I think, first of all, what you said at the start is right. Like, normally this doesn't happen.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, any sort of like good habit or good thing that, you know, you do one year doesn't generally carry over this directly to the next year. Because like you said, there's different guys in the room. It's all just, you know, it's different and it's the start of a new season. And I think the X factor, and we all got to talk a lot more about this, it's Mike Shildt. Yep. He has established a culture in that room that, you know, took hold, I would say, the second half of last year, and has permeated so deeply in the clubhouse that even with, you know, a handful of new guys on the 26-man roster, or even with a handful of new guys in the lineup every night, your Jason Haywards, your Jose Iglesias, whomever, that, you know, it's just, it's now part of what this team is. And this is Mike Schilt's grand experiment. You know, they're turning away a little bit from the way that baseball has been played and how teams have been constructed over the last decade or so. And they're turning back the clock a little bit. They're having different guys who can do different things. They're not worried about swinging for the fences. You know, you hear Victor Rodriguez all the time, the hitting coach, talk about Petco Park hitting. This is not normal what's happening. They are bucking a trend. They're doing it kind of quietly. I don't necessarily know that, like, everybody around the league is realizing what's happening, but they are doing things differently than most teams have been doing them the last 10 or 15 years. And so far, obviously, to this point, they're having great success. And so that, to me, is like the main X factor. Part of that, of course, is the roster that AJ and his crew have put together, and the fact that, you know, they're bringing in the kinds of guys who will buy into that. You know, whether last year, you know, you got the great production from Donovan Solano and David Peralta, or so far this year, what you're getting out of Sheets, Iglesias, Hayward. You know, like, knowing the kinds of guys that should be added to the mix. Obviously, AJ just, like, always somehow fortifying this pitching staff in a way that doesn't look even realistic. So, I mean, those are the two things that jump out to me. But again, I think there's, like, a baseball culture that has been established by Mike Schilt that is extraordinarily powerful right now.
Jesse, I wasn't surprised that the last game was sold out, because the Padres sell out so many games, and I knew it was the Aloha shirt giveaway. It was a cool giveaway, but as Woods pointed out earlier, I mean, it wasn't a gold bars that they were $1,000 giving
bills.
To have 47,000 fans on a Monday night, on a school night, in April, and not just that, but they were so into it all the way through the game. I thought they actually impacted the game during the Padres' a go-ahead rally with the wild pitch, pass ball, whatever it was.
Dude, it was rattled,
I thought they
man.
Rattled the Cubs last night. It was incredibly impressive to watch, and I wanted to get your opinions from your perch where you got to see it all.
No, there's no doubt. I mean, you feel the energy, like, you know, the second the game gets going, and, you know, the Holy Sheets chants have been, like, phenomenal, but last night they were so loud in that big at-bat. It was like all 47,000 people were doing it, and that's not a common thing that goes on. And look, to your point, I think, you know, for a lot of years in baseball, people kind of poo-poo any talk of home field advantage and the crowd impacting things the way you see right in a football game when the quarterback's having to cover his ears. Remember something. Now with PitchCom, you know, these guys, if they have to step off and, you know, turn the volume up on their PitchCom, the pitcher, you know, like, that's a disengagement. That changes his routine. That changes his rhythm. And we've seen it a bunch at home this year, because the reality is those things are set to a volume that works most every ballpark. It doesn't work here because of how loud it gets in a big moment. So you get that reliever coming in. He's already in a tough spot, right? Maybe a couple of guys on base, tight game, something like that. And he can't hear the thing the catcher is pressing, you know, in his hat. So now he has to step off, use a disengagement, out of his rhythm, turns the volume up on the thing. He's holding his glove up to his ear to make sure he can hear that. Like, that to me is a very real thing that this crowd is doing that is actually impacting stuff on the field.
So here's the bit. I just came up with it. You're screaming your head off. You see them step off, turn up their pitch comm. Then everyone goes silent, and the batter hears it go, fastball. When they do it, because you go silent at that moment. It's advanced, but maybe that's the next evolution in fandom.
All right, you guys, just put it out there. Let's go.
Chicago, the grudge matches on the gridirons might be gone, but get ready to hit the ball and touch them all at your local Chevy dealer, where you'll find the real MVPs of SUVs. If you're thinking about rounding third and heading for home in a new Chevy, you're not alone. The right vehicle makes all the difference when it comes to safety, confidence, and comfort on the road. You saw the Chevy lineup at the auto show. Now it's time to take the next step and batter up. Need the power and durability of a Silverado? The all-weather confidence of an Equinox or Blazer? The spacious comfort of a Traverse, Tahoe, or Suburban? Or the sporty city-friendly Trax? Your local Chevy dealer has exactly what you need to win the game like a pro. So don't wait. Head to ChevyDriveChicago.com today. Browse the newest models, special offers, locate the nearest dealer, and start shopping online. Things are warming up out there, and you need a vehicle you can trust. Find yours now at ChevyDriveChicago.com. Chevy, together. Let's drive.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Maybe leave the bits to your old pal Woodsy, all right?
You don't like that idea?
I mean, it would literally be impossible to
orchestrate.
Football
fans get quiet when the offense is on and the defense, you know, they get loud. I mean, you know, I'm just thinking about it.
I have been so impressed, Jesse, with so many different aspects of this team. And, like, we knew the bullpen was going to be good. No idea it was going to be this good, right? The starting pitcher, their ability to bounce back after a not-so-great start. I mean, I thought Kyle Hart, kind of the unsung hero last week. I mean, look, I was looking at the thing going, all right, if I was a betting man, you know, if I were a betting man, I would never. It's illegal at Bushwood, right? So I mean, Kyle Hart's probably going to lose that game. It's the Rockies. They own us. No, man, the guy went out and pitched his tail off. Nick Pivetta was incredible. Like, the bounce back from this team, the adjustments that they make, and you know, hitting, doing it with the huge, huge names on the IL right now. It is truly like an all cylinders clicking type thing.
It is. And look, the only thing I'm going to say, and I'm not trying to dump water on the whole thing, is like, it's tax day. Okay.
Yeah,
like we're not even Memorial Day yet. And this is, you know, a little bit of the inverse of the conversation the three of us would have every Tuesday last April through like July.
That's right.
You guys were spinning out and freaking out, you know, about, oh, they can't do this, they can't do that. And, you know, my regular line that I throw out there every year is we get collective amnesia in baseball at the beginning of every season and forget just how long the year is. There is so much that can and absolutely will happen between now and the end of September. So I don't want to read too far into this trend or that trend. You know, there's the stuff that appears very repeatable, right? The style of baseball they're playing, the discipline they're having at the plate, those things will wane at times. But I do think it's an established enough thing that you can expect to see more of that. I don't know that you can fairly expect them to play like 850 baseball the rest of the way, or whatever it is they're doing now. But there is something to be said for banking these wins early. And that's a real mathematical fact. You even saw it kind of on a micro level that first road trip, right? Like you go 3-3, but then you look up at the standings and you go, oh yeah, this is fine because they just had a 7-0 homestand before that. So, you know, every one of these wins is critical in terms of the big picture. But I not that I want to pump the brakes necessarily, but I just want to, you know, always put that out in the universe that like it's literally April 15th and, you know, it's a long road ahead. And they all know that.
Stacking those wins, though, like you said, it will make the one loss, two losses, hell, even three losses in a row a little more palpable. You know, you can reset it. They know that they're capable of doing it. The comebacks, the style of baseball. Things are going their way. I mean, saw it last night. Michael Busch actually made a couple of really nice plays down at first base. Ball popped out of his glove both times. I mean, he had glove on it, went to reach, dropped it. And the inning extends, and they've been taking advantage of that. And really, it's 1-9. It's nuts. It's nuts to watch.
It's a lot of fun.
It is.
It's a lot of fun.
It is.
These are the best days of our baseball lives.
I love it.
Talking to Jesse Agler, and you're right. I mean, there will be ups and downs over the season, but I'm starting to wonder what does it look like if Fernando Tatis Jr. keeps this up? Because he's looked so, I don't know about you, Jesse. He looks so consistent up there. Maybe in a way that I've never seen him consistently take good at bats at the plate. And I don't know if you think it's you know, batting in the leadoff spot or just the health or what it is. But give me your read on Fernando Tatis Jr. so far this season.
I don't think we were a week and a half into spring training games and Tony started talking about, this guy is not chasing. Like, he's just not. And Manny, same thing, by the way. And when you have the talent and ability and bat speed and eye that those guys have, and you're not chasing, look out. Look out. I mean, to answer your question, which was, what does this look like? It looks like an MVP. I mean, that's that. If he continues, not this, because that's probably not fair, but if he continues generally this kind of production, he will be the National League MVP. I mean, that's the kind of start that Fernando is off to. And if he and Manny can stay even like mostly this disciplined throughout the course of the season, they're going to win 100 games. Like it's going to be impossible to get this team out if those guys aren't chasing. And look, there will be times when they do. We know that, blah, blah, blah. But I mean, right now they're both so locked in and they're both so incredibly disciplined. And when you combine that with their abilities, it's, you know, you get these kinds of ridiculous results. And I mean, that 11 pitch walk that Manny drew last night, one of the absolute hinge moments of that game. And I mean, it was incredible to watch. I mean, we've all seen it over the years, right? Like, you know, that down and away slider to those guys, like there are times when it just seems like they cannot stop. And of course, like hitting a baseball is so hard. Like it's not a shot at them by any stretch of the imagination, but like we've seen what, two total swings, it seems like that from those two guys in the first 2 weeks of this season. It's been incredible to watch. You know, like you said, is it leadoff? Is it health? Is it discipline? Is it the stuff he did with his dad in the offseason? I don't know, probably some combination of most of that stuff. But it really comes down to the fact that he's just not chasing. And when a guy that good is that disciplined, you know, look out.
So fun. So friggin' fun. All right, Ben, I want you to, I wonder if Jesse Agler knows this story.
So, Jesse, as we get to the Incorporator for today, I don't remember how it came up on the show, but we were discussing the term when you have beef with someone, when you have, you know, a grudge or a disagreement with someone. You said that, two guys, they got a beef.
Yeah.
And looked it up, the origin story of that, and it went back to kind of the old England days of the 1800s when you had the street market vendors.
Right.
And I guess, you know, petty theft was fairly common in those days. People would run by the cart, grab something, and I guess at some point just stop thief became kind of so overplayed that they ended up yelling, "Hot beef!" Instead of "stop thief," it was just what was yelled, and
that became
the origin for where beef was like a disagreement or a grudge between the thieves and the vendors. They had beef, and it was hot beef. So, for your Incorporator for tonight's game against the Chicago Cubs, Jesse, you have to work in hot beef somewhere into the into the broadcast.
That story. I was watching a movie the other day with my kids, and the guy stole something, and he goes, "Stop, thief!" And I was like, in my mind, I went, he should have yelled hot beef, because that's what Ben said they used to yell, is hot beef.
The story sounds absolutely made up. But
ludicrous.
It
might be.
It sounds ludicrous. Where'd you find it? Wikipedia?
There's a number of etymology sites, word origins.
We look up different stuff on the internet, you and I. Yeah. Much, much different stuff. Etymology.com.
I mean, you're a wordsmith, Jesse. I think you appreciate the origins of words and phrases.
Absolutely. You love tracking them back. You know, it's like those great baseball terms, and you always wonder where they came from.
Rammy cackle.
Like, when did we start saying in his kitchen, you know, for an inside pitch?
Love that. Those got ones. In his kitchen.
Love that.
By the way, they're still getting in our kitchen a little bit. I get mad. When I see
they're going to keep doing that, by the way.
They are.
If the guy isn't chasing and he's hitting 360 and, you
know, homer a day
every night, they're going to – that's part of it. That's part of it. They're going to try and make him uncomfortable. And, boo as loud as you want, but that's probably not going to stop.
The question is moot, and the chat says, do not just Google hot beef, Jesse, by the way, okay?
And make sure you put in search terms like – phrase, origin. Word origins, etymology,
just Google
something
hot,
like that.
Hot beef.
The AI results will be fascinating.
They will be.
All right, Jesse.
Thank you, brother.
You've got your assignment, and we will play it back tomorrow. Last week, we felt bad because you did such a great job of getting
with Crumb Creep,
and then Jake took one right to the ribs like 3 seconds after that, and you didn't get to kind of follow through and play with it.
I had like a whole thing in my head that I was going to do, and it was when he grounded out against the A's and he aggravated it. That's what it was. And it was like this awkward play where at first it looked like he fouled it off himself, and then it was like, oh gosh, he's hurt. And, you know, as soon as he was down on his knees, I was like, well, I guess we're not continuing the Incorporated. You know,
what timing.
I felt terrible. Yeah. And like, you know how the baseball brain works. Like in my head, I'm just like, I hope he doesn't hear about this. You know?
Oh,
like,
yeah. He's a crumb creep. He's a crumb creep cow. Thank you, buddy.
You got it.
Appreciate you.
Jesse Agler with us, the Incorporator, every Tuesday.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can choose the TV you want with DirecTV.
So now they can pick out their favorite entertainment when they sign up and save money?
You mean if you like sports?
You can get a sports pack.
What about entertainment?
Entertainment pack.
It's like finding an old pizza with your favorite toppings. Which for me would be pineapple and toenails.
Pineapple?
Pay for the TV you want, not the TV you don't. Genre pack starting at $34.99 a month. Visit DirecTV.com for more information. New residential customers only. Local channels vary by market. Services renew monthly unless you cancel online. Credit card required. Restrictions apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.